Gary McGettigan's Setanta manager. Good win for you, sir, Gary.
Good one, surely, Alan. You know yourself, semi-finals are for one on like it. Doesn't really matter how you get through it. So there's probably what seven on it end up like. But there's a lot of parts of the performance we wouldn't be happy with. But sure, we've plenty of time to work on that now. Like it's always good to get through. Just you know,
the playing with the wind in the first half. Obviously, you had a certain degree of a cushion at half time, but they got the goal, which I suppose maybe came against the run of play, but still was a setback.
We probably, I'd say, if you looked at the possession, we probably dominated the first half, but we had a few bad shot selections, you know, which tends to happen with the one. The same thing happened to them in the second half. So we could have tagged on a few more points in the first half, and then their goal sort of came against the run of play. It was a bit of a miss hit, and you know, a diagonal ball and the floodlights is very awkward, like, so keeper just lost it in the light, you know. Can't be too critical of him, like, but that kept them on it, gave them a real burst energy, you know, before half time. So, but look, it maybe gave us the wake up call we needed too. So,
But you've kept it. You've really kept the scoreboard ticking over then in the second half, and I suppose the two goals made a big difference.
The two goals were nice. Like there was five on at half time. They got it down to three, I think, when we get the first goal. You know, so it opened up again. Then they started eating the lead again, and we get the next goal. Like so. That the goals were gave us that wee bit of cushion that always sort of kept that 5 or 6 point gap there all the time, like so. But I think, you know, again, it's hard to judge. Sometimes you're caught up in it, you can't remember how the game went there. But sometimes playing against the one suits us better, you know, because we've some good forwards there, and sometimes we don't play the ball under them enough with the one. Or you try to play the ball and it goes too long. So the fact the ball's holding up against the one sort of suited our forwards there. So we got a good bit of joy in the second half as well.
And the second goal, I suppose you talked there about breathing space. The second goal really gave you that, I suppose, came at the perfect time, because it came at a stage when they were pushing, they were closing the gap, but that, I suppose, was the vital goal.
Aye, it did, aye, because they were still in the game up to that point. You know, if they had got a goal themselves, they'd been right back in it. So that second goal, aye, definitely gave us sort of gave us that bit of momentum and gave us the lift there when boys are getting tired. And then I think the big thing there was that they probably had to go for it then after that and pushed up, you know, so there was a pile of space in the back and we were really tagging all our couple of points on then. So we're just happy to get over the line and start looking ahead. We just hear there's Glenarm come through the other side, so we'll start this evening and tomorrow and think about them, and see, we have 2 weeks to prepare for it, you know, same as they have. So we're looking forward to it. It's a good time there.